In 2017, the young man we're about to have a chat with lost his father in a horrible accident when his dad, Ken Gordon, got out on the 103 to check the load in his vehicle and was struck and killed. After his death, the family donated his clothing to the homeless. And from there, the Matthew Gordon Annual Clothing Drive was formed. Matthew, how many years have you been doing this now?
Six.
In 6 short years, not only have you grown into quite a young man, how old are you now?
I'm 15.
Wow. Not only have you grown into quite a young man, but this clothing drive for homeless men has gone national.
Yeah.
That's incredible. How did this all come to be?
Well, CN Rail saw my story. They started collecting clothes to bring to Halifax every year around Father's Day, and they collect year-round.
So this, of course, goes through the Salvation Army. They're also involved.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Ken Gordon Society that's now formed.
What we're planning on doing is build a facility where men can go, not near any liquor stores or anything.
Your goal is basically to help get a lot of these guys back on their feet, maybe get them reunited with friends and family and get them educated and job skills, counseling, and so much more. And like you said, away from the draws of addiction.
Yeah.
Man, this is incredible stuff, Matt. It really is.
Yeah.
It's all to, one, honor your father, who we lost in an untimely incident, and extending human kindness.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we can't thank you enough for, because in this day and age, we need it more and more.
Yeah.
How can the everyday individual who might be hearing us talk help your cause right now?
They could send us some money for the Ken Gordon Society, or they can send us clothes, socks, anything. Any clothes, men's clothes.
You're a true inspiration, just 15 years old. And I know your dad's looking down, and he's extremely proud, man.
Yeah.
So great job.
Thanks.
Joined briefly by the proud mom, Lorna Zink Gordon. This is just something else, Lorna.
Matthew, all he wanted to do was to know what happened with his dad's clothes when his dad died. And this is how this idea came across. And with the Ken Gordon Society, I'm so proud of him for doing this and to want to make a stand for these men and give them a hand up.